Welcome to ContenderCast, a global leadership and consumer industries entrepreneurship podcast centered on shining a light on bright ideas. And now, here's your host, Justin Hahnemann.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for subscribing and following. It's Justin Hahnemann, ContenderCast, or shining a light on bright ideas. I can't even wait. I mean, have you ever had a packed party? I mean, I had a packed party like in my house, but have you ever like had to pack for a party? Well, guess what? You're meeting the founder and CEO of the company called Packed Party. I can't even wait. Like, what a cool name. What a cool brand. I was like so excited for this discussion today. And Jordan Jones is on with us. Jordan, so great to have you on the podcast.
Yes, so great to connect with you. Thank you for having me.
I think this is so cool. So I've got 1,000 questions, but of course we only have about 20 minutes. So let's do this before we get to your business. So actually we'll probably get there pretty quickly, but give our audience a little bit of story about you, like, you know, where you came from and how you got into the entrepreneurship space.
Yeah. So I am Jordan Jones. I started Packed Party out of my bedroom in 2013, based on a dream that I had in the middle of the night about sending myself a physical pity party and calling it a packed party. And I wrote the business plan right there in the middle of my bedroom in the middle of the night. My background, I really have never, you know, had any kind of entrepreneurs in my family. Both of my parents have always had jobs and never really encouraged me to start a business, more or less. I didn't even really know it was an option. I went to Oklahoma State University. I graduated with a degree in journalism and broadcast, and really was kind of just trying to focus on the events space, and went to work for an agency after college. So the idea in 2012 that I could even, you know, work for myself was nowhere in my mind. Living in Dallas, you know, all my friends lived in uptown, but I lived downtown because it was like all my job would pay me. Nice. And I couldn't ask for any help from my parents either. So I was like, all right, I'm going to make this work. I walked to work every day and it was great. But I also knew, like, had this kind of weird feeling that there was something more for me, just kind of like lingering in the back of my mind. So one quick trip to San Francisco and moving there with no friends and a pity party later, there I was with Packed Party.
So, I love it. Okay. So what did, I love that. It's such a cool story. So you have this idea, and what was it initially? Because it's obviously different now. You know what I mean? So like, what was the big idea early days when you decided to write down some ideas after kind of having this dream?
Yep. So I wrote everything in my phone that night, still have the note from that July, like evening, early morning. Packed Party started as a 5-product company, like 5 themed party for one packages. So basically glorified care packages, or packed parties, if you will. There was a lot of subscription boxes at the time, but I really saw a need at an affordable price for people to treat themselves or their friends or people, right, that they just loved, to some kind of miss you care package or birthday care package or breakup package even. So all of these party for one packages had themes just like that. We had our birthday babe, BEB was better than a babe. And we had a you don't need him anyway. We had a miss you bitch package. Nice. We've reeled it in over time. But all of these packages, if you will, they were really kind of, they were full-size products inside of these boxes. And I say the B word, right? So there were full-size products inside the boxes. They came with 4 to 5 full-sized items, you know, that I was kind of curating, a card that we'd hand sign from you. It was like kind of like a little poem on cardstock, like stating sure. What kind of packed party you were receiving. And then I just really started posting on social media. For graduation, I had gotten a camera. My parents were like, why do you need this camera? Right. Never taken a photography class in your life. And I'm like, I'm just really kind of interested in photography and I'll just teach myself. And so right. With that Canon Rebel that I dusted off, while I had a job, I should say, I was not doing this, just living in the most expensive city at the time in the country, like completely on my own. No, I had a job. I was working in Silicon Valley. That's what moved me to San Francisco. I was working at a startup and then just working on this because I really didn't know anybody on the weekends. But really the brand goes back to celebrating yourself and other people, making life a party. The internet fell in love with that and quickly, but it wasn't without quite a bit of pressure from me. So I wrote an article about myself on BuzzFeed, which now you cannot do. So I wrote it in their community section, but it didn't look like it was in their community section. It was like, who is this girl making this really cool company? And then I acted like my Facebook was hacked. I posted the article to every single like thousands of friends that I had. And I was getting idea out there in a really big way because I believed in it. And I also saw a need, you know, people that were my age, they wanted great things. They wanted to treat themselves or other people with great, thoughtful gifts, but it was really expensive and really time consuming to put together these party for one packages, right? Or care packages.
So
there was that need paired with the bigger idea of just celebrating life, which kind of brings us to where we are today. We are a full-fledged lifestyle brand. We design and manufacture over 6,000 products in the paper partyware space and Whole Foods, HEB, Walmarts, where we have, you know, we sell in almost, it's 3,900 Walmart stores and Walmart Mexico, Walmart Canada. And then we sell on packedparty.com an array of lifestyle items to kind of just celebrate the everyday. So a lot more products now than those couple of products that I started with.
So funny.
But yeah, there was certainly a big kind of window there while I pivoted and evolved with the customer because she was asking for us to manufacture the items inside the boxes. So that's kind of how I got into the manufacturing game.
Yeah. So that was
no
what I was,
prior experience.
I was just going to say that was a great segue as if you read my outline. because I assumed at first it was like, hey, I'm going to gather up these items and put them in a package, quote unquote. Right. And that's our packed party. But I was going to ask you, did you get into manufacturing and how did that look? And was it all products or certain products? Like, what did that look like as you grew? I'll call it your set of options.
Right. So I started curating those items from just makers that I would find online and then kind of established relationships with those makers. I mean, this was really before Instagram was still in chronological order. There was no pay to play for ads in the same way that there is now. I mean, there was a lot more organicness to social media back then. So I feel like it was a lot easier to find and there was fewer, right? People, I mean, COVID hadn't happened. Everybody wasn't an entrepreneur, it felt like at that time. Right. So I'm calling Sugarfina, some of, you know, the brands that now are global brands. I'm calling them on their home phone saying, hey, I want to change these pig gummies for my breakup package, you know, I want to change the logo on here. And I was just constantly tweaking people's products to make them more special and differentiated for my packed party packages to make my experience that much better. So then I kind of got into a place I was like, I need to just design my own products. But how do I do that? You know, and I started very scrappy. I was designing things myself. I hired a TaskRabbit to teach me, you know, Photoshop and InDesign, which I still am not great at, but enough to be dangerous and, you know, blast my email list and things like that. But I was using promo shops, which have relatively low quantities, but of course my margins weren't great. This was easy to manage and, you know, one teeny tiny little Excel spreadsheet. I remember I spilled a juice on my computer. This was like catastrophic to me. My computer, it was like a clunky, you know, Apple. It was like smoking at the time. And that was the spreadsheet that held everything. I didn't have a backup or like hard drive or anything. And that like held all of my cost sheets. So anyway, I was able to like recoup the information by making phone calls. Hey, can you tell me like how much I paid for this item? But at the time, again, with like just a couple of SKUs and like knowing how much each and every single product was in there, I was like, this is so dumb. I need to just really own the inventory in a different way, have more control, not rely on Justin or whoever's collection to come out and then inevitably change it. So it started really small, utilizing these promo shops to tweak the products to make them more special and unique for packed parties boxes. And then, you know, I really shifted gears to larger manufacturing overseas. So I met a guy at SantaCon. He was sober. I was sober. I was working so hard on Pack Party. He was kind of taking care of his girlfriend. And he was like, well, why aren't you drinking? And I was like, well, I like started this company. I think it's going to ruin my life. But I just believe in this thing so much. God. I was like, I don't even, it's keeping me up at night. I just like, I'm working so hard on it. I don't know what's going to happen with it. And he's like, well, what is it? And I'm like, well, every time I post up with disco balls, like people love it. Like, and I don't know why, but like, what if I can make a cup that you could drink out of that was a disco ball? So there was born our disco drink. So,
oh my God, that's hilarious.
Like, well, I just got back from China. That's why I'm sober. Like I'm, you know, I'm not drinking. I'm exhausted at this, this party. I help people like make things overseas. And we're both, you know, 23, 24 years old. And he's like, do you want help making that cup? Like I can help you get a 3D mold and all this stuff. And I'm like, yeah, we can make a BPA free cup. And I'm like, what, how do I, huh?
Right.
So he was kind of the first person that connected me overseas with a manufacturer to bring that idea to life. Unfortunately, I didn't file a patent on that idea. And it was really a huge blessing in disguise. It was a kind of a dark window in my life and in my business career. Cause I was like, oh my gosh, this cup is everywhere. And with my background in strategic media, I had it in the hands of Paris Hilton, Carrie Underwood.
Dang. Wow. Wait, but how did you do that even? Like you just jumped through that. Like, how did you get your things in the hands of those types of people?
Well, I was finding their assistants on Instagram.
Oh, I see.
Sending the assistants things and gifts and kind of connecting with them. And really packed.
Did that help? Did the influencers help? I mean, because I you know, you hear different stories. I'm curious, what did you find from that?
Packed Party, absolutely. Influencer marketing was a huge thing for us. You know, I know we really probably in the scheme of all the businesses and brands that do these crazy, you know, incentivized trips for influencers and mailings and things, Packed Party is probably on the lowest tier of that because we've always just been so bootstrapped and I've been focused on profitability and, you know, hey, if people love it, they're going to work with us. So I've probably done a lesser job of that because we had so much success with it just organically in the beginning, but I do believe in it. But really again, that some of those wins with the disco drink then led shortly thereafter, we partnered with Rebecca Minkoff in the fashion world. Packed Party was making all these custom, you know, Rebecca Minkoff times Packed Party packages. And they were like festival packages. So now I'm kind of more in the fashion space. We're kind of curating, if you will, these gift with purchase packages. Rebecca and myself are hosting these events. There's women like wrapped around the block to get into this. And I'm like, people are asking about my dog. People are like,
oh, all my life. I'm
like, how do you know me? Like how? And so that was kind of the first eye opening, like, wow, I think I'm really on to something. And people just were sharing their stories of, you know, sending these boxes to their friends, to themselves, like sharing these incredible stories. Oh, I sent this to somebody in the hospital. Oh, you know, never know what to get myself. Like nobody ever gets me anything. So I sent myself this. It was just like, wow. Like somebody's on the other side of this computer. And then,
Right. Yeah,
flash forward to Reese Witherspoon's team reaches out to me. One of the girls from Rebecca Minkoff's team moved over to Draper James. And she's like, hey, Reese likes, you know, your whole mission. And I'm like, oh my gosh,
that's cool.
I have a mission. Like,
what? I have a mission. I didn't even know I had a mission.
I did though, in a really, again, informal way. So I meet so many founders now and they're like, you know, I've got my mission statement and I've got my target audience. Right. Da, 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 da. And like, for me, it was just so natural. And I, as a person, am so somebody that celebrates and believes in, you know, all of life's little moments and making them special and putting together gifts. So it was just so natural for me, which, you know, comes to my point of like, I always tell people, you know, do something that you're extremely passionate about and it will be a lot easier. If you're forcing an idea or you're forcing a business, it won't work.
Right.
Because passion always drives anything else. And at my core, I love celebrating people. So it was just easy for me to kind of cut through the noise and then naturally in the first 2 years start manufacturing things like our disco drinks. You know, our packages arrived to doorsteps. So I started manufacturing our doorstep necklace, which was hand engraved, like with the numbers that you call home. So I'd always been really, really creative and kind of seen the world through the lens of like colors and shapes and storytelling. So it was like, wow, I've like really found my niche. Like, right. I love using this camera. I love gifting people. Like, did I just create my dream job? Maybe. Like,
right. How cool
I
is did. That?
I just didn't know it right, right at the time. So it was very not forced. And it was a really fun window in my life. It was hard, but gosh, it was a really fun window.
So it's, I mean, incredible growth. And as do you find that, do you know who your customer is, or has it changed over time as you've grown your base? Do you know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Yeah. So it is female. I mean, absolutely. It's a female between the ages of really 25 and 35 at our core, but we also have women that are like 55 years old that buy all of our duffel bags, right? For like girls trips, or 5-year-olds that are using our backpacks for their first day of kindergarten or Mother's Day out or whatever they're headed to. So the brand and the mission are so broad. I think, you know, there's so many ways to make life a party. A lot of different types of people are drawn to the brand. And now certainly having these exclusive collections inside Walmart stores that are differentiated than, you know, what we sell on our site, that certainly opened itself up, because Packed Party makes candles, headphones.
Sure.
You know, we're in so many different categories. So you're always speaking to different customers through different products. But my goal, you know, because it was, I didn't want to really necessarily control the exact consumer experience. I just wanted her to have fun using our products, and I wanted it to look consistent. You should, before you even see the name Packed Party on a product, certainly at a mass level, you should know who made it. Oh my gosh, sure. It's so fun. It's so kitschy. It's so brightly colored. It's experiential. And that's kind of always been my like, okay, I did a good job, right? Like,
sure.
I'm doing my job when she knows it's us meeting her in all these places before she really understands it is even Packed Parties.
Got it. That's really, really cool. I mean, and it's amazing how you've, you know, went from like this initial idea into manufacturing now and growth. Okay, so talk about bundles and subscriptions and rewards. Like, how have those played or not played? Have they worked? Is it effective, or is it just something else you've added to kind of increase the kind of your overall business?
Absolutely. So when I first started Pack Party, obviously I was naturally bundling on my own, because those packages, I wasn't thinking about bundling from a strategic perspective. They just were bundled items and kind of curated all together. So I think that was a really easy way to provide the customer value. Today, you know, 11 years later, we offer like a build a bundle tool on our website, so you can still kind of build your own Packed Party and go back to our roots. And that's been really successful for us, not only to give the customer value, but just to kind of create a unique experience on the site and allow the customer again to better put together any kind of gift. So sure. I think that's really important. We also just relaunched our loyalty rewards program. I think we didn't have it initially right with her. We didn't really lean into, which was silly. I just Packed Party as a team, I mean, we're still fairly small for the amount of business that we do and have done over the years. It was like, why don't we have this entire birthday rewards program? We were so focused on her earning.
I love that idea.
You know, of course, it makes the most sense. So sometimes, again, just being pulled in so many directions, you miss the lowest hanging fruit.
And totally.
That was one of those, okay, we need to stop, regroup here. How do we roll this out? So that will be rolling out next month from us in a much larger way, with different tiered point systems when you purchase. You know, kind of some of that birthday loyalty and rewards and just some other really cool things. So we're always learning. We're always growing, meeting the customer. You know, nobody has it perfect. I'm
sure
this far in and I still don't have it perfect. I'm still trying to meet her, you know, how she wants to shop and work with her as though she's my friend, right? Like, sure. How do I want to shop? And it's certainly way more competitive than it was with Amazon and so many other things that weren't around in 2013.
Right. Totally. So. What hasn't worked? I mean, 10 years, it's a lot of, you covered a lot of great things you've had that are successes and helped you to grow. What hasn't worked? Any products that were like, man, that we thought that would work and that was a bomb, or, you know, partnerships or other, like, and what really hasn't worked for you?
partnerships have all been truthfully successful. So I can't think of like a bad partnership that we've had. I mean, there's been retailers that we've worked with through the years that have like, they're not going to pay the bill. Like they're going to walk out.
This is terrifying.
That's challenging. Like, then you're like, all right, I'm not going to ship them anymore. You know, like, and then that's, by the way, like that is a very real thing right now. So totally. I guess it depends on how you're defining partnerships. The other thing, you have to be so careful. You have to look that up as a business owner. Cause I was like, oh my gosh, Justin's a great guy. He just wrote me an order. I'm going to ship this order.
I'm excited. I got an order. Yeah.
I am excited. And that's what's going to happen. But people will walk out on their orders and leave you high and dry. And I've just seen so many amazing businesses go out of business, being overpromised and believing, you know, in their orders without doing any kind of like credit check or anything like that you can do. But no, I mean, there's a ton that hasn't worked. Like pick a thing, right? Like it's not everybody, I think, sees the brand and the business because now we've been around for so long. If certainly there's new hands to shake and people to meet and become friends with and party with, but the customers that we do have, you know, kind of maintaining those relationships and finding new ways to meet her on e-commerce has continued to be a challenge because you're having to evolve constantly, right?
Sure.
So that's always just an ongoing challenge. As far as like other challenges, I would say, you know, my dad was a banker growing up, just a commercial banker, and my mom, you know, cleaned out closets and then worked at a retail store. So, you know, she would go to market. She was a buyer.
Oh, interesting. Good.
And then on the weekends, like when I was really little, they sold plants on the side of this like really, really busy road. And they made a ton of cash doing that. So they were kind of entrepreneurs in a very unsexy way that everybody's sure. Like, oh yeah, founder. founder. But, nice. But really hardworking people. And for me, kind of when I started the business, kind of going to my dad as a business advisor, and I'm like, you know, he's like, stay as lean as possible and, you know, be profitable. Like real businesses are profitable. And I'm like, okay, like, and you start a donut shop in San Francisco and you go raise money. I mean, everybody in San Francisco, there was so much pressure. I felt like when I was living there, it's like, oh, we're like, are you fundraising? And I was like, no, I don't.
Right.
I don't need to. It's bringing in the cash. You know, it wasn't because I didn't need to, because I just had all this cash sitting around. I was like, it's kind of funding itself. Like, I think it's totally. Going pretty well. Before moving it, of course, to Austin. But all that to say, I didn't invest in a team early on enough. I should have put way smarter people around me and quickly that had extensive experience doing this. I went the route of kind of just like shoestringing it along. And that definitely bit me. You know, a few times, and not because anybody that worked for me had like bad intentions or was a bad person, but it just, when you have a business that scales as quickly as Packed Party did, an idea that catches on fire, you need people that have likely done some of these things before. So there was a certain level of like charging the sure. fences that I had, and like, I'll figure anything out and I'll just do it. And that level of just being naive was great and served me in a lot of ways. But I also really needed somebody to kind of hold the flashlight and say, here's where we're going to go. This is what we're going to do. And these are your strengths, Jordan, and I'm going to support you, like running 100 miles an hour, doing all these creative things and relationships. But like, let's look at the inventory before we reinvest in this product. Let's, you know, pull back on this and spend more here. Like finance was never my forte, and it has to be as a CEO, right? Like I really felt that transition from a founder to a CEO in the last 6 or 7 years, I would say, where, wow, everybody in this office is looking at how I react to this, or my mood is really like, you know, people didn't think that they could take a lunch at one point because I wasn't eating lunch. I didn't know that, you know, like I was just eating at my desk. So then, you know, another girl on our team who had been there for a long time, she's like, people think they like can't go out to lunch because you don't go out to lunch. I'm like, what? I never said that, you know? So just hiring again, people that had the experience around me to say like, guys, like these are the processes, these are the procedures, this is how this is going to run. Jordan is a nut and doing her own thing over here and not thinking twice about it. Cause I'm very hyper-focused and heads down. And I always have been. I think that's a part of why Packed Party has been successful, is because I haven't had this like swivel head of like ideas and other businesses that I'm pursuing at the same time. I've been really intentional about it, but I do wish that I would have invested in more experienced leaders. I hired a lot of low cost, like myself. I was paying myself nothing, doers. And you need a mix of both. So I really wish, and I could go back and I would have invested in that, because there's definitely some different decisions I would have made along the way from a business perspective had I had somebody that was like, we've done this before. Let me tell you, like, this is how we need to set up this warehouse. This is how we need to think through, you know, designing this product for some tariff specifically, right?
Got it. It's crazy. Man.
Yeah.
I mean, but how exciting, right? I mean, it's so neat to have an idea, to write it down, to start with five products, to growing with influencers and building a brand, and then even getting into your own manufacturing. So cool. And lots of runway in front of you, lots of Packed Parties in front of you, no pun intended, also a great brand name. So as we get close to wrapping up, what is next? Like, what are the next 12 to 18 months look like? What is key for your growth?
Gosh, it depends on which avenue of the business. Of course, there's the lifestyle brand, and then there's the paper partyware space too. So we're headed to the National Grocery Show here in just a couple of days. I'm really excited. It's our first time at that show because we only started working in paper party supplies and party accessories. Of course, with the name, it's like, wait, what? Like, you didn't make party supplies before? But that's something that we only just started doing in 2019. I'm really excited about serving more grocery customers over the course of the next, you know, couple years. And expanding the paper part of our business. On the lifestyle side, I'm excited about what we're doing kind of on the website to better serve some of our returning customers or longstanding customers. You know, we rolled out our subscription box because we do have so many loyal customers. So people kind of coming back to us and saying, okay, like, what's new, and getting it first. That was really cool to see the amount of signups that we had just right away. It was like a very off the hip thing too. It's like subscriptions feel like subscription boxes, but we have so many customers that like always have to sign up. Like, what if you could just gift ongoing, you know, Packed Party to somebody or yourself? It makes way more sense. So that was really exciting to see the response there. But those are really the two avenues and areas of the business that I'm focused on: growing our online and e-commerce channels, as well as just expanding our footprint in grocery.
It's awesome.
There's just so many different ways that you can make your life a party, but having good, positive, like positive messaging. And of course, you know, a woman owned and operated brand too. There's none in the paper party wear space. So that's been really cool at a mass level. You know, we're the only girl in that aisle.
That's crazy.
So it's, and serving women too. I think, you know, people should know where their products come from and the people that are behind them. And it's all women that are, you know, designing. Like, we, not that we wouldn't hire males. We would love to have some more guys on our team, but today, right, like our entire really, team, except for just, I think we have three guys. It's females that are, you know, designing and putting out these products. So I think it's cool. Pretty cool, especially we're having this conversation today on International Women's Day. So,
right. That's right. Gotta
talk through the girl power.
I love it. So cool. All around. And I'm so glad that you spent time with us today. You mentioned some of the places that our listeners can find you and your products and whatnot, but why don't you give a few shout outs to your different channels, where they can connect with you, buy product, and then we'll wrap up. We got to have you back on down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. So people can find Packed Party's products on www.packedparty.com. People spell Packed Party in funny ways. It's just like a packed lunch or a packed room. P-A-C-K-E-D, y'all. Nothing too crazy.
Right. It's not like P-K-D party. You know what I mean? Like, you know how some of these company names are like, how did you come up with that?
No, we didn't go fancy with it. It's just spelled like normal packed. We made it really simple. You can also find us on Instagram at Packed Party. There's always fun stuff going on there. We also have all of our collections. I talked a little bit about Walmart on this on this podcast. So it's walmart.com/packedparty. You can find all of our collections, from, you know, candles to earrings, jewelry, all of our accessories, our celebrations, party supplies. We're coming up on summer. All of our pool floats will be dropping there soon.
Oh, so very nice.
No shortage of fun things going
pool
on.
Pool floats.
Woo! Yes, I know. They're of course packed with confetti. Are you even surprised?
Packed. Everything's got to be packed. That's very cool. Jordan Jones. So you guys, you got to check out packparty.com or any of the places you can buy a product. Jordan, so great to have you on the podcast. As I mentioned, we've got to have you on back again down the road. We'd love to dive even deeper into some of the products you're carrying, what's been trending, what's new. So you're going to have to come back and join us. And we really appreciate you being here with us today.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. This has been great.
The Contender Cast is powered by Contender Brands and is the top global consumer industries entrepreneurship podcast. You can find additional ContenderCast episodes on worldwide podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, iHeartMedia, YouTube, and other preferred podcast platforms. If you would like to be a guest on the ContenderCast, connect with us at ContenderCast.com. This is Brian Benson reminding you that every winner started as a contender.